It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now, here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome
eating
to the
healthy
Subway
at a Subway restaurant
show.
Is
Paul
easy.
Ramo, along with
we
Mitch
have
Silvey.
So many nutritious choices. All of our breads
tonight
are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron.
Trojans,
add all the fresh veggies
Trojans,
you like.
Taking on the Lacaparral Valley Eagles. The Lacaparral Valley Pep Band is playing. Got a nice crowd on hand here for Friday night. And once again, joining me on the broadcast is Mitch Silty. Mitch is the intern at Q92 Sports till May. And here we are, another basketball game, Mitch.
Yep, I think this could be a good one for us, Paul.
Yeah, we saw a good one last night in Dawson, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Dawson ended up beating Minneota 64-55.
Yeah, that was a tough physical game, wasn't it?
Yes, tough. It was.
Yep,
yep.
Yep. All right. Well, Ortonville Trojans and the Eagles are warming up on the floor here, and we're just moments away from the opening tip-off. And once again, Mitchell did his homework on both teams like he did last night. And why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about each team there, Mitchell?
Okay, Lacaparral Valley comes in with a 1-15 record. Their only win of this season was against Ortonville in Ortonville earlier this year. That was a 46-32 win for Lacaparral. Lacaparral has an 0-8 section record and a 1-10 conference record. They have an 0-7 home record, so let's see if they can break that here tonight. They're coming off a 33-62 loss against KMS. They are 7-0 against Ortonville in the last 5 years, so hopefully that spells good for them tonight.
Lacaparral's 7-0 against the Trojans in the past years, huh?
Yep, and then this is the second of a four-game home stretch for Lacaparral. They played KMS, and they got RCW and Central Minnesota Christian up next.
Okay, so they're at home for a while.
Yep, good home stretch for them.
Good.
See if they can get things back on track. And then Ortonville will come in with an 0-17 record, and they have lost 40 consecutive games dating back to last season.
Oh, 40 games.
Yep. Their last win was versus Ashby, 46-35 last season, that early in the season.
Okay.
So they have an 0-3 section record and an 0-10 conference record. And they have an 0-7 away record, so something's got to break here tonight. One of these teams has to win either Lacaparral at home or Ortonville on the road. And then an interesting fact, Ortonville has not beaten Lacaparral Valley in Burlington since the 2007 and 2008 season.
Oh, wow.
They have lost the last 15 games against Lacaparral Valley.
Wow, okay.
So it'll be interesting to see how this one goes here tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mitch, for all that information. Now both teams just going into the locker rooms here for last-minute instructions from their head coaches. And looking for a very competitive game here tonight between Lacaparral Valley and the Ortonville Trojans. B-Squad game was very entertaining, wasn't it, Mitch?
Yeah, it was very entertaining. It came down to the last possession, even.
Yeah, and Lacaparral Valley beat Ortonville and B-Squad by 2 points, 27-25, and Ortonville had a couple of shots there to tie it up or take the lead with a three-pointer at the buzzer.
Yep, they had a chance at the last shot of the game, and unfortunately they couldn't get it to go for them.
All right. Well, it could be a low-scoring game like B-Squad was. As you mentioned, mm-hmm. Lacaparral Valley averaging 33 points a game. Ortonville averaging 32 points a game. So could be a competitive game.
Yep, could be a good defensive game here tonight.
And if you listen to the coach's show on a Saturday morning, Coach Dylan Erickson always mentions we got to cut the turnovers down. Turnovers have been mm-hmm. killing us. We talked with Dawson Boyd's head coach, Rachel Hawkinson, about mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. It's turnovers.
Yep, and that was one thing when we did the game in Minneota with Lacaparral Valley girls. One thing that killed them, there were a couple big runs by Minneota where Lacaparral was turning the ball over. So let's see if they can cut that down here tonight and find a way to get buckets instead of turnovers tonight.
Okay. Well, let's take some time now to introduce the starters for you. Tonight, as the Eagles come out of the locker room, back on the gym floor, your starting lineups brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Tony Arata. Tony's your State Farm Insurance Agent with offices in Canby and Madison for the visiting Ortonville Trojans. Number zero. There's that number zero again.
Yep, it's your favorite number.
My
right?
favorite number. Ooh, Brisa Zapata, a senior. Number 11, Caden Grunholz. Grunholz is a senior. Number 12, Cassandra Arndt. Arndt's a junior. Number 15, Lily Strike. Strike is a senior. And number 24, Claire Kellen. Kellen's a junior. The Trojans are coached by head coach Josh Zimski and assisted by Clint Dale. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Ortonville Trojans, looking for their first win of the season tonight. For Lacapaal Valley, as Mitch mentioned, their record is 1-15. Their only win this year was against Ortonville, up in Ortonville, as Mitch mentioned. Your starters tonight for the Eagles, usually the usual starter five. Kaya Kranz, number two. Kaya is a 5'11 senior. Number 10, 6-foot junior Jalen Lee. Number 22, Callie Kahn. Callie's a sophomore at 5'11. Number 23 is Kendall Shelstead. Shelstead's a 5'6 junior. And number 24, Kayla Jan, 5'4 junior. Those are your starting fives. Five for Coach Dylan Erickson, head coach for the Eagles. Dylan Erickson, assisted by John Sherb, Thomas Daniels, and Adam Conroy. I should mention that Claire Borsted, who usually is the first off the bench, the 5'6 senior, is in street clothes tonight, so she is not dressed. She was hobbling along there pretty good. I'm not sure what must be an ankle injury of some type. Isabel Gertis on the bench as well. She's had knee surgery and still recovering from that, and is probably going to be sitting out the rest of the year. Isabel is a real trooper, let me tell you. Out for volleyball and basketball. Hopefully she can play softball. She's a senior this year. So we got Borsted and Gertis in street clothes tonight for Lacapaal Valley. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Once again, brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Canby and Madison. And let's take a look at the schedule for tonight in the Camden Conference in girls basketball. You got that, Mitch, or you want me to take it?
I got it.
Okay.
So in, we got Yellow Medicine East versus Camby in at Yellow Medicine East High School. We have Central Minnesota Christian hosting McRae. That should be one of the top matchups of the evening. We have
that's in Prinsburg, right?
Yep, that's at Central Minnesota Christian.
Yep.
And then we have Dawson Boyd hosting KMS. We have our game here this evening. Then we have actually a couple score updates. RCW is leading Lakeview 12-10, and that's at Renville County West High School. And then we have Minneota beating Tracy Milroy Ballatin 15-11 at Tracy Milroy Ballatin High School.
All right, and that's what's happening in the Q92 listener. We do have a final in AA in the West Central Conference. It's actually a boy-girl doubleheader in Montevideo tonight. The number 4-ranked New London Spicer Wildcats, they beat the Montevideo Thunderhawk girls tonight 81-36. So the Wildcats ranked number 4 in AA. And that's in Sauk Center, beat BBE tonight in the West Central area 76-56. The other games there. And Redwood Valley beat Laverne 54-48 tonight. And so that wraps up our Subway pregame show here at Lacapaal Valley. We'll turn it back to the studios for a couple minutes as they play the national anthem and introduce the players. And then we'll be ready for some Ortonville Trojan and Lacapaal Valley Eagle girls basketball here on Q92. We'll be right back.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City. Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us here on 92.1 FM. Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listening area. Crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Lacaparral Valley High School. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Silty here. And the Lucas Strand is your PA announcer tonight. Lucas is introducing the Lacaparral Valley Eagles. We're sitting in the dark, aren't we, Mitchell?
Yep, it's kind of a neat thing. I wish they would have did this when I was in high school here.
What they're doing is they got spotlights on the Lacaparral girls as they run onto the floor, much like an NBA game, it looks like.
Yep, very interesting.
And so that is over with. Lucas does a nice job on the PA, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Molly Hennon down there helping run the scoreboard, and Molly does a good job as well. Mm-hmm. So the lights are back on. The gym lights are back on. We are ready for some girls basketball tonight. Thanks for tuning in. And should be a competitive game.
Yeah, I believe it should be a competitive game.
What do the Eagles need to do to pick up a win tonight?
Well, as always, need to limit the turnovers. They need to rebound, and they need to make the free throws when given the opportunity.
All right. Ortonville in their away white jerseys, orange numbers and trim. Eagles in their home red. Coach Dylan Erickson. Having a good laugh with Molly Hennen and Lucas Strand at the table. And here's your opening tip-off. And Lacapaul Valley gets the opening tip-off. And we are underway here at Lacapaul Valley High School.
This looks like a 1-3-1 zone by Ortonville to start out here tonight.
They go down low to Kahn. And Kahn throws the ball over Kayla Jan's head out of bounds into the Lacapaul adult section. There's that first turnover.
Yep. Not how Dylan wanted to start this game off.
Ortonville with their first offensive possession. Oh, knocked away nicely by Shellstad. And now Jan steals the ball. Kayla going in for a layup and scores.
Nice job by Jan. Get the steal and get the easy layup.
Yeah, Kendall Shellstad started that. Mm-hmm. Now Ortonville turns the ball over. Jan with the ball. Kayla just had a layup, leading 2-0. Lacapaul Valley. Here's Jalen Lee in the con. Back to Lee. Jalen likes the throw to hit that three-pointer. She's a tall girl. Jalen's an outstanding three-point shooter. And now she's going to drive baseline. Jalen Lee try to bank it in. No good. Rebound by Kahn. Ortonville picks it up. The Trojans, Cassandra Arndt, gets the rebound.
Looks like Lacapaul's out in woman-to-woman.
Ooh, a nice step through. Yeah, a nice step through there by Claire Kellen. Her shot misses. Picked up by Jan. Top of the key. Here's a three by Jalen Lee. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Kahn with the rebound. Tips it back out to Kayla Jan. Back to Kahn in the paint. Loses the ball.
Another turnover by Lacapaul.
Kranz.
Right back.
Kranz with a nice tip from behind. Kaya Kranz stealing the ball. And then on Ortonville. And here comes the first substitution already for the Ortonville Trojans. Number 4, Megan Strong. Got 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors on the squad for the Ortonville Trojans. Just underway here. Lacapaul Valley leading 2-0. Shellstead lobs it into Kranz. Kranz underneath the con, tipped away there nicely by a Trojan. Shellstead. Now they swing it to Jan, top of the key, back to Kendall. Shellstead throws it all the way across the court to Jalen Lee. Back to Jan. Jan, a one step in the paint, one handed shot by Jan, no good. And it's rebounded there by Claire Kellen.
That was a great job by Lacapaul moving the ball around. Even though they missed the shot, they were able to get the zone to scramble, and they were able to get penetration off that.
Here's a three-point shot by Zapita, and it goes out of bounds. That missed everything. And Lacapaul Valley will get the basketball. Have not even played 3 minutes of the first half here, and it's a 2-0 lead for Lacapaul Valley. Kendall Shellstead walks the ball up the floor. Now throws it to the left wing to Jan, back to Shellstead. Kranz in the corner. Now quick pass underneath to Lee. Goes into the hands of Kranz. She shoots the ball on the baseline. It goes over the rim, and it's picked up. Oh, and then Kahn pushes Kaden Grunholz. Kahn will pick up a foul. Is that her second already?
No, just her first foul.
Oh, okay. Here's a three-point shot by Ortonville's Claire Kellen. Hits the back iron, goes up in the air, rebounded by Lee.
Nice job by Lee on that rebound, going straight up and not going over the back of the Ortonville player.
Lee kicks it out to Kayla. Kayla with a long three-pointer, no good. Hits the rim, bounces out of bounds. It'll be Ortonville Trojan basketball. Trojans still unable to score here. We played over 3 minutes of the first half. What kind of defense is the Eagles set up in?
It looks like they're playing a woman-to-woman.
I was testing you to see if you're going to see man-to-man. Oh, nice pass underneath the number 24. She scores.
That was a great pass by Ortonville to get it into the paint.
That was Claire Kellen with the basket. And that was a beautiful assist. I don't know who that was from, the assist there. But Kellen scoring, tying it up 2-2. Now we got a foul on the other end. And that's on number 24, Claire Kellen, I think. And the Eagles will inbound the ball and gets it into Jalen. And it's blocked by Kellen.
That's a great block by Kellen.
Shellstead with a long three-pointer off the glass. No good. And ricochets all the way out. Jan with it. and in the lead, and Jalen dribbled the ball off her foot. Oh, they're going to give it to Lacapal Valley.
I didn't see that. I don't know when an Ortonville player touched it, but.
Wow, now the Ortonville coach is asking that should be our ball. And the referee will talk this over. Yeah, Jalen looked like she just dribbled it off her foot.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I don't. Maybe the ref saw something different. Oh,
yep, they're going to change the call. We saw that from up here.
Yeah, we did see that. And it was on the other side of the court, too.
Yeah. That was obvious. So the Trojans with the basketballs, they bring it up the floor. Megan Strong.
That second foul on Conn.
Kayla Conn will have to come out of the game here in a little bit. Trojans with the ball, tied up 2-2. Here's a quick jump shot by Lily Strike. That's no good. Jalen Lee with the rebound. Off and running. And again, she dribbled the ball off her foot. Megan Strong picks it up for Ortonville, and she loses the ball out of bounds. And they're going to give it to the Eagles.
Matt scramble for the ball right there.
Zoe Doctor, a junior, comes in for Conn, who's going to have to sit because she's in foul trouble early in the game here. That's a blow to the Eagles.
Yep, she's a great rebounder for them.
Kendall Shelstead dribbling the ball out at the top of the key. Jan, back to Shelstead, back to Kayla. 2-2, folks. That's the score. Inside to Jalen. Jalen loses the ball, and it goes out of bounds, and Jalen a little frustrated with herself there.
Nice shot by Ortonville, pressing on lead there.
2-2 the score. I should say it's Kayla Jan 2 and Claire Kellen 2. That's the two scores in the game. Kellen 2, Jan 2. And Ortonville with the ball. We got a jump ball. Good job by Kendall Shelstead. She tied up Claire Kellen there, and the possession belongs with the Trojans. 13-19 to play in the first half. A 2-2 score. Kellen will get the ball, inbounds it to number 11, Grunholtz. She's at the free throw line, puts up a shot. It's way short. And it's saved, but it goes right in the hand of Shelstead. Kendall's off and running for Lacapal Valley. Kicks it over to Jalen. Jalen, short jumper by Lee. Used the glass, missed the shot. And it's rebounded, and she stepped out of bounds. Zapita grabbed the ball, and then she stepped out of bounds underneath the basket.
That's a tough break for Ortonville right there.
Hey, a timeout on the floor with exactly 13 minutes to go in the half. We have a 2-2 game here out at Lacapal Valley. We'll take a break. You're listening to Eagle Basketball right here on Q92.
You'll find New Year's savings around the store at Madison Auto Parts, your Napa headquarters, East Highway 40, Madison. Save up to 18 Trico silicone ceramic beam wiper blades. All kinds of tools are on sale. Pick up a Craftsman 2-pack tongue and groove plier set for just $16.99. Stay safe with the Napa safety vest, just $15.49 each. Need some antifreeze? Pick up some Xerox Original Green Antifreeze Coolant, just $11.99 a gallon. Many other savings store-wide during the New Year's Savings Sale at your Napa headquarters, Madison Auto Parts, East Highway 40 in Madison. Stop in, see them soon.
13 minutes to go in the first half. We're tied up 2-2, Lacapal Valley and Ortonville. Eagles off the timeout, inbound to Shelstead. Baseline three for Kendall. It's no good. Hits the rim, goes way up in the air, and it's rebounded by the Eagles, Kayla Jan. 2-2 the score. Kranz on the baseline. Lobs it underneath to Lee, and she's pushed to the floor. No whistle. And the Trojans come away. The Kellen's going coast to coast. Lays it up and in.
Nice job by Kellen going the length of the court, not giving Lacapal a chance to set up their defense.
And the Ortonville Trojans have taken a 2-point lead, 4-2. Kranz a baseline shot. No good. Rebounded by Jan, and she's fouled. There by Arndt.
Jan's done a nice job on the offensive glass. I think that's her second or third offensive rebound here.
And shortest girl on the floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kayla is 5'4". We'll say she's 5'5".
Yep.
I think she'd like that. Oh, she's going to put up a three from the baseline. No good. Rebounded there by Lily Strike of the Trojans.
That was a good inbound play by Lacapal. Just couldn't make the shot.
4-2 Ortonville. Grunholtz being guarded there by Zoe Doctor. Remember, Conn is on the bench for Lacapral Valley. Shot put up there by Art, no good, because Cassandra Art missed the shot. About a 10-footer. Eagles with the possession, and then they lose the ball. Here's Kellen dribbling the ball across midcourt. Passes it over to number four, Megan Strong. To Arndt on the right wing. Shelstead guarding Arndt. 4-2. Shot clock is at 15. Oh, they go in the paint. A shot put up there by Strike. And it's no good. Out of bounds. It'll be Lacapal Valley basketball. Got a lot of things going on tonight. The Lacapal Valley Dawson Boys Shadows. They have conference tonight. Conference championships in Cottonwood. Hopefully we'll get the results before we go off the air tonight. Ooh, oh, nice pass by Shelstead down to Docker, and it's poked away there, but the Eagles keep the ball. Lee in the paint. Her shot won't go. Boy, the Eagles can't buy a basket right now.
No, they cannot.
And a foul on Lacapal Valley going for the rebound. Well, Coach Dylan Erickson's going to put Conn back in with 11-10 to play in the first half here. Conn with two fouls, and Shelstead will come out. 4-2, Ortonville. Ortonville looking for their first win of the season. The Eagles are 1-15. Ortonville 0-17. Ortonville with the basketball, and they tipped it away. That was Doctor with a got a hand now. Now Conn, and we got a little pushing and shoving going on there.
Got a little aggressive down there.
Lily Strike and Conn kind of mixed it up a little bit. Jump ball. Some fans were hauling for a foul.
Yeah,
that was interesting.
Right? That was...
Oh, it looked like a wrestling match. It wasn't pleasant.
No.
All right, the Eagles with the ball. They're down by two. Jalen's going to try a three, and she missed it. And rebounded underneath by Ortonville's number 11, Caden Gronholt. And a foul on Lacapal Valley. Who are they going to call that on?
Number 34, Zoe Doctor.
Yep, Zoe Doctor picks up a foul, and Coach Dylan Erickson wants a timeout with 10:39 to play. Very low scoring first half so far. 4-2 Trojans. We'll be right back.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Lacapal Valley tonight. Girls basketball game. The Ortonville Trojans leading Lacapal Valley 4-2 with 10:21 to go. The timeout's over by Coach Dylan Erickson. And Kalen Jan will inbound the ball at midcourt for the Eagles. Your thoughts on the game so far, Mitchell?
Very competitive. Just can't make shots for Lacapal, and Ortonville's been turning the ball over, but very competitive thus far.
Kayla Jan throws up a three-pointer. That's off the back iron. Now the Eagles get the rebound. Now they lose the ball. We got two girls on the floor, Zoe Doctor and Zapita. And possession belongs with the Trojans.
I think that was the third jump ball we've had here in like about a 3-minute span. Very aggressive going into this game.
Shelstead will come back into the game for the Eagles, and Kranz will set. So here's Ortonville with a 4-2 lead. And the basket. Oh, nice pass down low to number 11. She missed the shot. That was Grunholz. Jalen Lee with the board, and Jalen's going to go coast to coast. Look at Jalen Lee go to the basket.
There it is.
And she scores and is fouled.
Nice job by Lee going straight to the basket, not giving Ortonville a chance to set their defense.
Wow, Jalen showed some speed there while dribbling the ball the full length of the court. And we're tied 4-4.
Okay, chance for our follower to take the lead.
Free throw by Jalen Lee is no good. Ball goes ricochets in the corner. Kellen picks it up for the Trojans. Gets it over to Strong, and Ortonville comes down the floor with a chance to take the lead. We're tied 4-4. Oh, nice baseline draw. Oh, what a block by Jalen Lee out of bounds.
That was a great block by Lee, not fouling over, coming over the back either.
Jalen blocked it almost into her mom, who's got a big camera in her hands. Knocked it out of, that'd have been funny. Ortonville in the paint, now they lose the ball. We got a reach in foul by Lacapral Valley. Going to be on Jalen, maybe? It is.
Yep.
Jalen Lee with the foul. B-Squad tonight was a very exciting game, low-scoring game. The Lacapral Valley Eagles won by 2 points, 27-25 over Ortonville. Inbound pass by the Trojans, and Jan steps in front of the pass and steals the ball.
That's a great steal by Jan.
Here's Shelstead for three! Kendall Shelstead hits the first three-pointer of the game, and it's 7-4. Lacapral Valley with 9-10 to play here in the first half. Kendall Shelstead. She's got a nice shot.
She does.
Yep. Ortonville inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They're down by 3 points thanks to Kendall Shelstead's three-pointer. Megan Strong for Ortonville inbounds the ball to Kellen. Kellen turnaround shot in close. No good. Rebounded there by Strike. And no foul, and the head coach for Ortonville is livid. He wanted a foul. Eagles go down low, and it's Kahn underneath, and Kahn scores.
A great pass inside for Lacapral there.
9-4, Lacapral Valley. Trojans on offense here. Kellen with the ball. She looks like she does most of the ball handling for the Trojans. Claire Kellen, a junior. Now she bounces it inside. Kahn on her butt. Steals the ball. Then Ortonville steals it right back. That's Grunholtz. And now a foul on Jalen Lee. Jalen's picked up some quick fouls here.
That's her second foul. That's the 11th foul of the game in this first half.
And that's going to put Ortonville Trojans Megan Strong to the free throw line. Her team's down. Free throws up and no good. Or that's Grunholtz at the line. Excuse me, Grunholtz at the free throw line. She missed her first free throw. 9-4. Lacapral Valley, 8:22 to play in the first half. Second free throw, no good. And Jalen grabs the rebound. She crashes to the floor. What happened? What did they call there?
I believe it was over and back, over the back on the Ortonville player.
Okay. We have a substitute coming in for Ortonville, Zinski, Amelia. She's an eighth grader in for the Trojans. 9-4, Lacapral Valley. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here out at the Eagles' Nest tonight for girls basketball. Shelstead will try another three, and that's another three-pointer for Kendall Shelstead. Back-to-back threes for Kendall.
Lacapral looking like they want to get the ball in the paint offensively and then work from the inside out.
Now Kranz, who's back into the game, just stole the ball. Here comes Lacapral Valley. Jalen Lee, Jan, on the baseline to Kranz, and here's Kayla in the paint. Goes to the free throw line, shoots, scores. Kayla Jan. All of a sudden, a flurry of points here for Lacapral Valley. It's a 10-point lead.
This is a 12-0 run by Lacapral after being down by two.
You're good with math. Oh, another steal by Lee. Another turnover by the Trojans. And Jalen, there goes Jalen. Turn around and no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. She's thrown to the floor. And a foul. And Jalen Lee will go to the free throw line.
Nice job by Lee keeping her pivot foot and being able to spin there to go up and draw the foul without traveling.
What was it? 4-4 for the longest time.
2-2 for the longest time.
And all of a sudden, the Eagles have the flurry of scoring here, and Jalen Lee at the free throw line, she missed her free throw. In for Ortonville is Mackenzie Dale, a junior. Here comes Brandy Meyer in for Lacapral Valley for her first time. Jan will get a break. She got Shelstead, Meyer, Lee, Kahn, and Kranz in for Lacapral Valley. talent will come in. A lot of substituting going on right now.
Yep, both benches using their, or both teams using their benches pretty deep here.
14-4, Lockerfall leading. Second free throw by Jalen is good. He's got 3 points. 15-4, 7 minutes, 20 seconds to play in the first half. Ortonville's Kellen at the free throw line, back out to Zapita. Zapita drives baseline, tried to pass it on the baseline, now back to Zapita. Her shot's blocked from behind by Jalen Lee, and a whistle and a foul on Ortonville. Number zero, Zapita.
That's her second foul.
And we'll go down the other and shoot some free throws, right?
Yep. Lock foul is now in the bonus.
Coming up at halftime, Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. We'll catch you up on some other scores in girls basketball tonight and go through some of the scoring and stats tonight. Kendall Shelstead at the free throw line, missed her free throw. Oh, Kranz saves it. What a nice play by Kranz to save the ball from going out of bounds. Now, Shelstead being double-teamed. Oh, they call the jump ball.
Yep, that's another jump ball here.
Wow, I thought it was going to be a foul.
I did too.
They're just hammering her.
Mm-hmm. Very physical match.
I don't wear the striped shirt. Oh, they don't. The referees, I mean, don't even have striped shirts on tonight.
Nope.
Oh, nice pass. Nice move by Kellen down low to score. Kellen scores, and she has all 6 points for the Ortonville Trojans.
That bucket putting an end to a 13-2 run, or 13-0 run by Lockefaro.
15-6 to score. Brandy Meyer with the ball goes inside to Kahn. Kahn kind of shoots it left-handed, gets her own rebound, blocked from behind by Kellen, and Ortonville gets the ball. Arndt to Grunholz. Arndt, wow, nice pass to Kellen. Oh, what a nice pass by Arndt.
That was a beautiful pass by Arndt, getting it into the paint.
To Kellen, who has all 8 points for Trojans. It's 15-8. Kahn in the paint. Shoots left-handed again, partially blocked by the Trojans, and they come away with it.
Ortonville playing real tough in the paint here.
Trojans passing the ball around the perimeter here. Under 6 minutes to play in the first half. 15-8. Oh, and there's another nice pass. Kellen with the shot, no good. And a good rebound. Kellen takes the ball right away from Kahn, but she's fouled, I think.
Yep. I believe they called a foul on Kellen.
Well, that's physical down there, Kahn.
Has been very physical. All night it's been that way.
Yeah.
Now Lockball will be shooting free throws.
Bodies flying all over the place. Sometimes a wrestling match.
Mm-hmm. But that's what you want to see on your team. You want to see that physicality on your team.
Yep. Callie Kahn will go to the free throw line. She has yet to score. Excuse me, the field goal earlier. She's at the line. Her first free throw's up, no good. It goes in the corner. Kranz chases it down. Brandy Meyer, Shelstead for three. Good luck. Good! Nothing but net for Kendall Shelstead. Her third three-pointer here in the first half. Keep shooting, Kendall.
Yeah.
When you're hot, you got to keep shooting.
Yep, you got to keep shooting.
Oh, Kahn steals another... the ball. Oh. And goes through the hands of Shelstead. Ortonville gets it back. Grunholz, 18-8. 18-8, Lockapal Valley. Down on the baseline, Grunholz. Here's a three-pointer by the eighth grader, Zinski. The eighth grader, Amelia Zinski, hits a three, and we got a timeout on the floor. Take a commercial break. It's Lockapal Valley 18, Ortonville 11 with 5:03 to play.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them. 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rye's Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at Lacapal Valley High School, 18-11. The Lacapal Valley Eagles leading the Ortonville Trojans here in the first half with 4:50 to play. Timeout's over by Coach Dylan Erickson. Shelstead in the paint, missed the shot. Kranz has it on the baseline. She's pushed and then throws the ball at a Trojan leg out of bounds. Smart move there by Kaya Kranz.
A very smart move, realizing she was in trouble not being able to find an open teammate. Just throw it off Ortonville players.
Jalen Lee comes back into the game. Brandy Meyer, good quality minutes there by Brandy. Her first year off for basketball. She was a shadow maybe the last 2 years. Decided to try basketball this year. Shelstead for three again. What is going on with Kendall? Four three-pointers for Kendall Shelstead.
Really feeling it here in the first half.
Yeah, that's what I said. Keep shooting, Kendall. I'm related to her, you know.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, cousin.
Huh.
All right. Her mom is my cousin.
Kendall's outscored the Ortonville team here so far in the first half.
Here's Jan for way out and no good. Kahn loses the ball. Lee picks the ball up and shoots it, and Jalen Lee is fouled.
Nice job by Lockparl attacking the offensive glass there.
Jalen Lee will go to the line. Jalen has 3 points here in the first half. But Kendall Shelstead with 12 points, all from three-point land. And she's got a big smile on her face there. Jalen's free throw is missed. Megan Strong and Zapita come in for Ortonville. 21-11. The Eagles did go on a 13-0 run, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jalen throws nothing but net, 4 points. 22-11, Lacapal Valley. Trojans with the possession. This is Caden Grunholz, the senior, crossing the midcourt line. Now to the eighth grader, Zinski, and now a shot underneath by number 15, and she's fouled. That's Lily Strike, also a senior for the Trojans.
I think that's the third foul on Jalen Lee here for Lacapal.
And you are correct. Here's a free throw by Lily Strike. No good. Zoe Doctor comes in for to sit the rest of the half here with three personal fouls. Second free throw coming here from Ortonville's Lily Strike. It's on its way, and it's good. Lily Strike gets on the scoreboard. And it's 22-12. Lacapal Valley, 3:46 to play in the first half of Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Hey, Kranz is going to shoot a three from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Doctor. Give it to Kendall. Jan. Kendall has it. Here's a three by Shelstead. Oh, it's in and out. Oh, it's way in the cylinder. It popped out. Dang.
That was a great job with ball movement by Lacapal there. They had that zone scrambling.
That would have brought the crowd to life. That would have been her fifth three-pointer in the first half.
Yeah.
Ortonville goes down low, shot put up by Strike, no good, rebounded by Kahn. Here's Jan. Give it to Kendall.
Yeah, just keep letting her shoot.
She has it. Shoot. Oh, no, no, the Kranz in the Kahn. Back to Kranz. Shelstead throws it across court to Doctor. Back to Shelstead. Good ball movement here by Lacapal Valley.
Yep, they're really spreading it around this zone, trying to find an open spot.
Shelstead's going to drive to the basket, lays it up, gets her own rebound. And no foul, no whistle. Ortonville picks it up. Ooh, now Kendall with a push. Kendall Shelstead called for the foul.
A little too aggressive there trying to get back on defense.
2:41 to go here in the first half. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight for girls basketball from the Eagle's Nest. You like the new state of Minnesota emblems up there, this big signs with all the state championships?
Yeah, it looks real nice here by Lacapal.
Free throw is good by number 11. Is that Caden Grunholz, I think?
Yep, Grunholz.
Yeah, her first points of the game. Grunholz's second free throw is on its way, and that's no good. Nice box out there by Kahn.
Great rebound by Kahn there.
Eagles leading 22-13. Shelstead. Jan in the corner, back to Kendall. Oh, she's pushed by, big push there by Megan Strong. And Kendall rode the free throw line. She has 12 points in the first half, all from three-point land. Two shots for Kendall Shelstead. Clock stopped with 2:29 on the clock. Nice crowd on a Friday night, isn't it?
Yep, for both sides even. Ortonville and Lock Park had a good showing out here tonight.
And Kendall makes her free throw. Substitute coming in for Ortonville, aren't back in. Here's the second free throw by Shelstead, and it's good. 14 points for Kendall Shelstead. 24-13, Lacapau Valley. Oh, and there's a three-pointer. Oh, what a nice three-pointer by Grunholtz.
Ortonville really needed that three-pointer to get back in this game.
Grunholtz drops a three. That's Ortonville's first three-pointer. Kahn with a shot underneath. She's hammered from behind. Callie Kahn will go to the free throw line. And Callie will take in her time here from the free throw line. And she missed the first free throw. Score remains 24-16. Callie will get her second free throw here. Kahn has 2 points here in the first half. Callie is a sophomore. And her second, and that should be traveling because two Ortonville Trojans grabbed the ball.
Yep, couldn't decide which one wanted the rebound more.
They grabbed the ball together. That's traveling.
Yep.
So the Eagles will get the ball underneath their own basket. Jan looking to get it in play. Does it to Shelts. Oh, swatted out of bounds by Grunholtz. Quick hands there by Caden Grunholtz. Nice play by Grunholtz. 2:05 on the clock. Eagles inbound right in front of the Trojan bench. They get it into Jan. Shelstead. Kranz throws it all to Kayla. To Kahn, or Doctor. Now here's Kendall. Kendall drives. Oh, pops it back out to Jan. Doctor with the ball. Zoe. No shot clock. Got to watch that shot clock.
Yep, lost track of it, and it ran out on him.
Kendall should have took the three there when she had an opportunity. She wanted to pull the trigger.
Yeah, it was, she had a nice pump fake, though, and got around, but she decided to kick it out instead of shooting it.
There's your first shot clock violation. And now, oh, another long three-pointer by Grunholtz. That's off the back iron. Then she gets the ball back, and down low. Oh, they missed the ball. Missed the shot. That was strike. Wide open underneath for Ortonville. Lily Strike couldn't get it to drop. Zoe loses
oh, wow.
the ball.
Zepeda just took the ball away from her.
That was Zepeda. And now Grunholtz with the basketball drives baseline. Throws it top of the key. This is Arndt. Now Grunholtz with a long three. Comes out to Jan, and Jan's off and running. So one-on-one, Jan, Kayla Jan. And a foul on Zepeda. And that stops the clock with 56 seconds to play here in the first half.
That's her third foul, too.
Who's that?
Zepeda's.
Okay. So a couple girls with three personal fouls. Kayla Jan, free throw. Good by Kayla. She's got 5 points. 25-16 Eagles. We'll go run through some scores. That a lot of games tonight in girls basketball. Kayla's second free throw is up, and it is rolls off. No good. Oh, rebound underneath by Kahn, and she puts it up and in.
Great job by Kahn getting into position for that offensive rebound.
27-16, Lacapau Valley. Here's Grunholtz from the top of the key. A three-pointer, no good. Rebound, a nice rebound underneath there by Strike. She missed the shot. Brandy Meyer, who's back in the game, got the rebound. And Shelstead to Jan. Jan wide open for a three. A good look for Caleb. Off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Kellen. 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Oh, reach in foul by Shelstead. I think that's her third. No, that's
second.
Okay. And so going to the free throw line will be Grunholz.
Fouls really adding up here in the first half. 9 for Lacparle and 10 for Hortonville.
And the free throw by number 11, Grunholz, no good. Rebounded there by Kahn. Well, the Eagles have 14 seconds to get the ball on the floor and score here before halftime. 10 seconds, 8 seconds. Shelstead, Brandy Meyer, Shelstead throws up a 3. It's going to be way short. And that Ortonville just grabs the rebound. And we are at halftime, 27-16, Lacapal Valley at the half. Your thoughts on that first half there, Mitchell?
Oh, both teams kind of started the game, but the action really picked up there and the intensity, too, at the end.
Yep. All right, we'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report right after this.
This is Jesse Diggins, Olympic gold medalist and a 2010 graduate of Stillwater High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate little nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouth-watering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. We're at halftime, of course. The Lacapal Valley Eagles leading the Ortonville Trojans 27-16. Mitchell, we were tied 2-2 like the first 6 minutes of the game.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, the lid came off the rims.
Yep. Shelstead for Lacapal started hitting triples like crazy. I think she had 4 of them in the first half, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And so that really seemed to kickstart things for Lacapal Valley.
All right, let's go through the scoring here. First, for the Ortonville Trojans, 4 players have scored. Lily Strike with a free throw. Amelia Zinski, an eighth grader, hit a three-pointer. Granholtz had a three-pointer. So Zinski with a three-pointer, Caden Granholtz with 4 points. And your leading scorer, she started out hot, Claire Kellen, number 24 for Ortonville. She has 8 points, but, you know, the second half of the first half, she...
Yeah, she got real quiet there. Couldn't get in the paint as much as they wanted to.
For La Capal Valley, they also have just 4 players. Kayla Kahn with 4 points, Kayla Jan with 5 points, Jalen Lee with 4, and the hot hand in the first half belongs to La Capal Valley's Kendall Shelstead. Kendall with 14 points. She had 4 3-pointers in that first half. So that's your halftime score, 27-16. You got some other updates for us in girls basketball?
Yep. So for Yolo Medicine East versus Canby, Canby is winning 45-21 over YME. And then probably one of the biggest shocks of the night, Central Minnesota Christian last saw was up 61-16 over McCray.
Wow. Yeah. Say that again.
Central Minnesota Christian is up 61-16 over McCray.
And I think McCray, well, Dawson Boyd beat them in overtime.
Yeah.
And McCray had an 11-5 record.
Mm-hmm.
Going into that game, I think. So, wow, that's a surprise. But Central Minnesota Christian, they're on top of the North standings. They have a 13-4 record. And they're a very good team.
Yes, they're a very good team. But I think McCray might be still in a little bit of a letdown after that tough Dawson loss.
Yeah.
And then another score, we have Lakeview beating RCW 43-40. And then Mineota beating Tracy Milroy Ballatin 69-38.
Oh, wow. Final in the West Central Conference. This game was played earlier tonight. Fourth-ranked New London Spicer beat Montevideo 81-36. And Minnewaska leading Bold in Bold 33-31 in the second half. The big game going on in Montevideo in boys basketball. West Central area, they're state-ranked in boys basketball. And Montevideo, a very good team. We saw them the other night, didn't we?
Yep, we saw them play Dawson. Very tough team.
West Central area currently ranked fourth in AA. Right now it's a 10-point lead for West Central area over Montevideo with 7 minutes left in the game, 47-37. So that you're caught up to date there with some scores in our Q92 listening area. And I just want to remind everybody, you know, There's a pretty big podcast that was released this week. It's called Two Guys Weigh In. Do you know anything about that, Mitchell?
Yeah, it's a podcast where you and I sit down and we talk anything sports in the state of Minnesota and surrounding area.
Yep, and we had a lot of fun putting our first one together.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of good feedback from it, too. So I'm looking forward to making another one next week with you.
Yeah, a lot of the comments were about Taylor Swift and Kelce's relationship and how the NFL's handling it. And, So that drew a lot of comments from people.
Yep, we'll have to make sure to touch on that after this weekend's NFL games.
And let's give a teaser for this Wednesday. What do you think we're going to talk about just lightly?
Well, I got some local college sports with, like, Southwest Minnesota State and Minnesota State and those, like, a little bit of information on what's going on with those schools. We're going to talk about our
NFL.
NFL, yep. We'll know who's in the Super Bowl, and we'll be able to make our Super Bowl picks. We'll be able to preview a big matchup between Dawson and Castlewood, South Dakota, on Friday.
Yep,
next Friday.
So a lot of things to talk about.
Yep.
And so check it out. Two Guys Weigh In. Go to our KLQP-FM website. Click on podcasts up there, and you'll be able to see it. So... And we're looking forward to doing that with Dylan as he's an intern here at KOQP for till May. So we're looking forward to doing it.
Yep.
All right. Let's take a couple-minute break. That wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Hey, guys, it's Valentine's Day coming up February 14th. You want to run into Monica's and get a gift certificate. And you know what Monica does with a gift certificate? She Monicanizes it. She does a great job with that. So you want to do that before Valentine's Day. So thanks to Monica Boffin for sponsoring the halftime show all season long here. That will turn it back to you at the studios. The Eagles lead the Trojans 27-16. We'll be back in a minute.
Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Awesome Dawson wants to welcome all the shoppers for Valentine's Day. Yes, it's coming soon, February 14th. And Monica's full of lots of fun items to pick from. And get her a gift certificate. And Monica will put a free gift in with the gift certificate. Shopping small and having it a ball. Monica's is open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, welcome back to La Caprile Valley, everyone. Paul Ramo here along with Mitchell Silty. The second half is underway, 27-16. Eagles leading the Trojans as we start the second half. Ortonville will have the ball. We got a little delay here.
That was a fourth foul by Jalen Lee.
Yep, as we just started, they only played a second or two, and Jalen Lee picked up her fourth foul, so she'll be on the bench for most of the second half. Here's Kendall Shelstead going in for a layup. She's fouled by Ortonville's Caden Grunholz. Got a quick results here from the Shadows Conference Championships in Lakeview tonight. The Shadows took first place conference champs in Jazz, and they took second place in High Kick. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. More results here. Hey, Shelston Mayer free throw?
Yep.
15 points and counting for Kendall Shelstead. Second free throw by Kendall, and that's good. 28-16, or 29-16, excuse me, La Caprile Valley. Ortonville with the ball. They're going to our left here now. Ortonville 0-17 on the season, looking for their first win of the season. Kellen down low, goes up, and Conn with the foul. I don't know, Kranz. Going to call a foul on Kranz.
No, it looks
right.
Like 22, I think.
Oh, 22, okay.
Yeah, that's hurt. That's Conn's third foul, too.
All right. So, Callen will go to the free throw line for Ortonville, and free throw is good. Oh, that was a funny bounce.
Yeah, that was a real friendly bounce for Ortonville.
9 points for Claire Callen. Second free throw by Callen. And that's no good, and Conn with the rebound. So, Conn with what, 3 points, fouls? Jalen Lee sitting on the bench with four. So we'll see what happens here. Now, interesting, talk about the zone defense here by Ortonville.
It looks like they switched to a 2-3 instead of running their 1-3-1 like we saw for most of the first half.
Oh, Shelstead, and it's blocked from behind by Kellen. Conn had a nice look there. But Kellen blocked it from behind. Ortonville with the ball. They go underneath to Kellen. Looks like that's the game plan in the second half. Shot up, no good. Ball on Ortonville. Number three, Mackenzie Dale on the foul. 29-17, La Caprile Valley. Once again, thanks for tuning in to Q92 tonight for Eagle and Trojan basketball. La Caprile Valley with the possession. They bounce it down low to Conn. Conn shot over the rim, gets her own rebound, puts it up, missed that shot. And now Shelstead has the ball. Kendall. Kranz inside the Conn, back out to Kendall. Joey Doctor. Kranz on the base. Look at the Eagles passing the ball.
Great ball movement by La Caprile here. Oh, shot clock.
Shot up and no good by Kranz. Glanced off the rim. Now the Trojans steal it. And Noah with the basketball, and they throw it out of bounds. Turnover, Hortonville. I always forget about the shot clock.
Yeah, I almost forgot about it, too.
Eagles lead by 12. Here we go. Kranz bounces into Kahn. Top of the key to... Here's Shelstead. Jan. Hortonville moving their feet fast on their zone.
Yep, really keeping Lacapaw out on the perimeter instead of letting him get in the paint.
Oh, Hortonville, Kellen got a hand on it, but Jan keeps the ball. Here's Kayla Jan for three. Off the back iron, no good, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Eagle ball.
6 seconds for Lacapaw here.
Oh, on the shot clock.
Oh, no, hit the rim, and so they bumped it up to 20.
All right, that's the rule.
Yep.
I failed to win the 50-50 drawing again tonight.
Yep.
Here's my tickets. I'm just a loser.
That.
Good cause, though. I don't know what we were giving it to tonight. I don't know who won it. Oh, a steal there by Grunholz. And they go down low, and Hortonville throws it out of bounds. Grunholz was trying to lead Kellen. It was just a little too far.
Yeah, forced that pass, and there would have been a tough one, or a great one if it was completed, but a little bit of a tough pass.
Here comes Lacapaw Valley up the floor. This is Kendall Shelstead. What a first half Shelstead had. And now Kranz trying to bounce it in the paint. Picked off there by Hortonville's Arndt. And she loses the ball to Kayla Jan. And we're going the other way. Eagles with the ball. They lead 29-17. Shelstead for three. Oh, rolled off the rim. No good. Picked up by Kranz at the free throw line. She loses the ball. And now we got a jump ball. We got girls all over the place.
Real scrambling for that ball by both teams.
It's like a wrestling match, it looks like sometimes.
Yeah, both teams really physical, especially on the rebounding.
Oh, buzzer went off.
Hortonville looking like they wanted to substitute.
Hortonville wanted to substitute, and the referee won't let them.
Yep.
Okay, so Hortonville now is going to bring the ball up the floor. They get it to Kellen at the free throw line. She goes to the basket, kisses the ball off the glass, no good. And Kahn with the rebound, throwing elbows, trying to clear space. And a foul on Hortonville's number three, Mackenzie Dale. So Lacapaw Valley will get the ball. 14 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half. Or second half, in the ball game.
Yep.
Jan, Kayla lost the ball. And she did. She lost the ball to Grunholz. Now Grunholz is fouled by Kranz, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little sloppy now, isn't it?
Yep, we've had a couple of turnovers here in the last couple of minutes here going. So
29-17 is your score. Lacapaw Valley over Hortonville. Hortonville 0-17 coming into the game. 40-game losing streak, you said?
Yep, going back to last season.
Oh, and then Kranz got a hand on it and stole the ball. The jump ball now, possession lock for all the Valley. Good job by Kranz and Coach Dylan Erickson. 13:58 to play in the ball game. Lacapaw Valley leading 29-17. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Lacapaw Valley, everyone. Paul Raymond, Mitchell Silty here. 29-17, Eagles leading the Trojans. Timeout's over by Coach Dylan Erickson. Eagles in their home red uniform in front of a nice crowd on a Friday night, Mitchell.
Yep, for both teams, good showing showed up here tonight.
The ball goes down low to Kahn. She kind of underhanded it. and it went out of bounds. Eagles will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Shelstead with the ball. She's the leading scorer. Now Jan on the baseline shot over the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Grunholz. Kendall Shelstead with 16 points tonight. She leads all scorers. Ortonville with the possession. In the corner is Strike. She's trapped. Now throws the ball away. Picked up by Kayla Jan going against Zapita. Jan goes up for the layup. She's fouled by Zapita.
A great job by Jan getting the ball and hustling down the court.
Four fouls on Zapita, right?
Yep.
And at the free throw line will be number 24, Kayla Jan. She's a junior. Her free throw's up and nothing but net. 6 points for Kayla. Kayla played quite a bit on that team last year that I think won 25 games. Second free throw is good by Jan. 7 points for Kayla. And it's a 31-17 lead for Lockefall Valley. Grunholz all at midcourt. Shelstead almost stole the ball from her. Now over to Strong. Megan Strong dribbling the ball at the free throw line. Bounces it in. Picked off by Shelstead. Here's a fast break for Lockefall Valley. Shelstead to Jan. No good. Kayla missed it, and then she stepped out of bounds grabbing the rebound.
Real tough for Lockefall there, not being able to convert that fast break opportunity.
They had a 2-0 fast break there.
Yep.
Got to convert on those. 12:44 to play in the ball game. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Trojans going to our left here. Grunholz over to Kellen. Oh. And Kellen throws it to Zapita all the way out at midcourt. Now timeout by head coach Josh Zinski of the Ortonville Trojans. We'll take another commercial break with 12:30 to play in the ball game. It's Lockefall Valley 31, Ortonville Trojans 17. We'll be right back.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports EOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
All right, we're back. Timeout's over. Lockefall Valley leading the Ortonville Trojans 31-17 with 11:38 to play in this basketball game. And the leading scorer for Lockefall Valley is Kendall Shelstead with 16 points. The Trojans have only scored 1 point so far here in the second half.
Yep, Lockefall has done a very nice job on defense here to start the second half.
Here's a shot from the baseline by Lily Strike. No good. And it's tipped up and in by Kellen. Kellen with the basket, giving her 10 points, or 11, excuse me. Well, Eagles with the ball. Shelstead, quick pass under to Kahn. Picked off there by Kellen. Kellen's on the floor with Kahn, a tie up. Kahn is going to have lots of bruises on her body.
Yeah,
she has
been very physical.
Wow. Very physical. 31-19 the score. The Eagles leading. Looking for their second win of the season. They go into Kellen. Kellen was really hot for Ortonville at the beginning of the game, and then Eagles shut her down after that. Now we got an over and back called on Ortonville. Reynolds went over and back.
Yep, real tough defense there by Lockport, forcing that little bit of a rough pass by Ortonville, and it went over the half-court line.
Kayla Jan will inbound it to Kendall, and there's Shelstead back to Jan. Remember, Jalen Lee has been on the bench mostly the whole second half. Jalen with four personal fouls. Shelstead to Jan. Oh, bad pass by Jan. Shelstead tried to get it, but last touch by Kendall. Too much passing going on.
Yep, a little too much passing by Lockport, and then some of them are a little bit of a lazy pass. And
oh, here's a shot put up there by Strong, no good, and goes out of bounds. It'll be Lockport basketball. Yeah, Jalen Lee with four personal fouls, still on the bench, 10:30 to play here in the ball game. Shelstead will bring the ball up the floor for Lockport Valley. Right wing to Jan. Jan puts up a jump shot just inside the three-point arc. That's no good. Rebounded by Zoe Doctor. And Zoe's fouled. The junior will go to the free throw line for Lockport Valley. Zoe has not scored in the ball game here. 31-19. Kind of a low-scoring second half here. What is it? 4-2?
Second half so far. It's a lot like the first half we had. It was 2-4 for the longest time. And so we can expect maybe the scoring to pick up here as it gets to the end of the second half.
Doctor missed her first free throw. Now Zoe's second free throw. That's no good, but I think she stepped over the foul line when she shot the ball. She did. Free throw violation there on Doctor. So the Trojans will bring the ball up the floor, down 31-19, coming up on 10 minutes to go in the basketball game. Trojans throw to the right wing to Arndt. Arndt dribbling the ball, top of the key, swing it to the other end to Dale. And here's a three-pointer from the top of the key by Grunholz. Off the back rim, no good. Nice rebound by Kahn. Here's Zoe Doctor bringing the ball up the floor. Shelstead is on the bench now, getting a breather. Doctor, Kranz on the corner. A little different lineup out here now for Lockport Valley. Brandy Meyer on the floor along with Doctor. And it's picked off there by Grunholz. Caden Grunholz playing a great second half for Ortonville. And she dribbles the ball on the floor and got tipped out of bounds by Brandy Meyer.
Great job by Ortonville to stop Lockport from taking advantage of a fast break opportunity.
Got a final in boys basketball. State ranked West Central area beating Montevideo boys tonight 60-46. 60-46 West Central area over Montevideo boys. That's the sixth loss for the Montevideo boys of the season.
And I think that's their first loss of more than of 5 points, too.
Yep. Yeah, the five losses Montevideo boys had are all a combined total of 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 31-19. Oh, there's a wide-open lane for Kahn, and she scores.
Kahn went right around Kellen to get the easy bucket there.
33-19. Lockport Valley over the Trojans. Look at Kellen go to the basket. She's fouled by Kranz. Kranz with a foul. That's her third, I think. And Kellen will go to the free throw line for Ortonville. She has 11 points. 11 points for number 24, Claire Kellen, who's a junior. Free throws missed. Brandy Meyer getting more and more varsity time here for the Eagles.
Especially with Forrested not being able to go tonight.
Second free throw by Kellen is good. I think they gave it to the wrong person there. The scoreboard gave it to the wrong team.
Yeah, they haven't given it to Ortonville yet.
They go inside Ortonville. Lockball throws the ball in. Ortonville steals it. Kellen going down the floor. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Zoe Doctor. Jan, we're going the other way. And down to Kranz. Shot up by Kranz. No good. And Kahn with the rebound. She's fouled.
Up there, they made the change now.
33-20, right?
Yep.
And looks like Kahn will go to the free throw line for La Caprile Valley. 8 minutes, 29 seconds on the clock here. Kahn's free throw is nothing but net. 7 points for Kahn.
Can Lee come back onto the court? Let's see how well she plays with the four, how aggressive she's able to play with the four fouls.
And Kendall Shelstead comes back in. She's got 16 points. Kranz and Doctor out for La Caprile Valley. Kahn's second free throw is good. Callie Kahn with 8 points. Tonight for La Caprile Valley, it's a 15-point lead, 35-20. So, Kellen in the paint puts up the shot and scores.
Great job by Ortonville getting it inside and finding the open shooter.
There they go down to Brandy Meyer, blocked by Kellen. Meyer's shot was blocked by Kellen. Now Ortonville loses the ball. Kahn is going in for a layup, and Ortonville's Lily Strike fouls her. The scoreboard's goofed up. It's wrong here.
No, they got it, I think.
Okay. 35-22. Yeah, they should be 14 points for Kellen. They only got her 11 on the scoreboard. Here's the free throw by Kahn. No good. Rebounded by Kellen. Grunholz with the ball. 37-20 is the score. Here's a three-pointer by Grunholz. Good! Grunholz hits a three-pointer for Ortonville. 7 points. Oh, now Shelstead drops it down low to Brandy Meyer. Here's Jan with a jump shot for Kayla. That's no good. And Kahn is going to be called for over back on Kellen. Well, the scoreboard is really messed up.
I think they finally got, I think it's 35-25. That sounds like it should be correct.
Yeah, but the individual scoring, that's not what I have, so. Ortonville, well, they have it by 10, right?
I think so, yeah.
10-point lead. 35-25, La Caprile Valley leading, 7:30 to play. They go underneath the Kellen. Now here's a shot put up by Grunholz. That's no good. Jan with the rebound. Kayla will bring it across the half-court line for La Caprile Valley. They lead by 10 points. Look at Jalen Lee. Steps, goes to the basket, scores.
Great job by Lee attacking the basket there.
37-25. La Caprile Valley, we think.
Yeah, we think.
Oh, here's a long three-pointer by Arndt that's off the glass, no good. And Trojans come up with the rebound, Grunholz. Back inside to number 15, Strike, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Kaya Kranz with the rebound for La Caprile Valley. Here's Jalen Lee up to Kendall. I don't think Kendall's taking a shot here in the second half.
No, I don't think she has either.
They go in the paint to Kahn, and Kahn's fouled. Now Kendall had 14 points in the first half. Just two free throws here in the second half. Kahn will go to the line, stopping the clock with 6:37 to play. Callie Kahn with 8 points. She had four in the first half. Second free throw's up and good. Here's Callie, 9 points, making it 38-25. Once again, the Neon Needles post-game show coming up afterwards. I think we'll visit with Dylan Erickson, head coach. Second free throw by Kahn, that's good. 10 points for Callie Kahn. Ortonville with the basketball. Here's eighth grader Amelia Zinski with the ball and a timeout on the floor by Ortonville. 6 minutes, 30 seconds to play. It's La Caprile Valley 39, Ortonville 25. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Eagle and Trojan Girls Basketball right here on Q92.
One of our sports boosters is CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I'm 100% going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at La Caprile Valley tonight. Girls basketball, the Eagles leading 39-25. 6:30 to go in the ballgame. Got some updates there, Mitchell?
Yep. Central Minnesota Christian beat McRae 63-25.
Girls basketball?
Yep. Lakeview beat RCW 59-52. And Mineota beat TMB 71-44.
All right, here we go. Coming, closing out the ballgame here. We got the Eagles with the ball, and there's Con goes, blocked from behind by Kellen, and it goes right in the hands of Kaya Kranz, and Kranz is fouled. And Kaya will go to the free throw line for La Caprile Valley. Kaya has yet to score in the ball game here. See if she can get on the scoreboard here with the free throw. Kranz with the basketball, free throws up, and she missed it.
Both teams tonight seem like they've struggled from the free throw line.
Second free throw here by Kranz. On its way, and it hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Arndt. Zinski.
Yep.
Eighth grader on the floor for the Trojans. They go into Kellen. She's been hot lately. Turnaround jumper by Kellen, tried to bank it in, no good. Rebound by number 15, Lily Strike, and Lily Strike scores. Nice job by Strike. 39-27. Con goes to the basket, blocked by Kellen. And hey, the Ortonville Trojans can cut it to 10 here, or 9 with a three-pointer. Got a lot of time left, 5:31 to play. Oh, they go down to number 15 again. Strike with a kind of a short shot there. She missed it. Oh, nice pass by Jalen DeJan. Shelstead wide open for a three. No, it won't go. A rare three-point miss by Shelstead. Ortonville, Kellen. Oh, she traveled.
Yep.
Like a NBA. Wouldn't have been travel in the NBA, would it?
Nope, in NBA you take 3-4 steps.
Yep. Turnover there by the Trojans with 5:09 on the clock. La Caprile Valley's Jalen Lee across midcourt, left wing to Shelstead. Back to Jalen, top of the key, she almost lost it. Now Jan, Kranz on the baseline to Jan. To Kranz, bounces in to Con. Jalen, free throw line, goes to the basket, puts the shot up, no good. Con with the rebound, and she's jump ball called. Wow. Jump ball called there. 39-27, La Caprile Valley. Jan inbounds to Shelstead. Back to Kayla. Kayla wide open in the corner for three. Nothing but net for Kayla Jan. What a nice assist there by Shelstead.
Yep, that was a great play off the inbounds there for La Caprile. Shelstead was able to shield off the defenders while Kayla got the open shot.
Ortonville with the possession. Here's a jump shot by Grunholz that missed everything. And Jan with the rebound. Here's Shelstead. Drives to the basket. Kendall tried to bank it in. Gets her own rebound. And she is trying to pass from something. Got thrown to the floor. Well, we got a final in girls basketball. KMS 55. Dawson Boyd 47. So the Blackjacks fell to the Saints tonight. 55-47. I believe that game was held in Dawson.
Yep.
42-27 here, La Caprile Valley. Here's a three-point shot from the top of the key by Megan, scored by Kayla Jan. 4 minutes exactly to go in the game, 4 minutes in the basketball game. Eagles look like they're going to pick up their second win of the season here. In the Con, Nice pass to Brandy Meyer. Kranz. Now they lose the ball out of bounds. Oh, last touch by Ortonville, the referee says. Our next broadcast is going to be a good one, Mitch.
Yep, next Thursday, right back here at Lacaparo for Mineota Boys versus Lacaparo Valley.
Oh, a Jalen Lee for three from the corner. 9 points for Jalen Lee. She made that look easy. High arcing three. 45-27. And foul on Brandy Meyer, guarding Grunholz. We've got a little bit of time here. Here's the results of the Camden Conference Championship in dance tonight. Third place in Varsity Jazz, Worthington. Second place, the Silhouettes from YME. First place, the Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. First place in Varsity Jazz. Varsity Kick. Camby Mineota Sensations took third in conference. Shadows took second. YME took first in high kick. And a shout-out to the Shadows All-Conference in Jazz, Molly Halverson, Harper Grunholz, Hannah Oy, and Kick. It's Addie Tufto and Emerson Olson. Congratulations to the Shadows there. Conference tonight. Free throw is good. And now here's Shelstead for a long three. Missed it. Goes out of bounds. That was Grunholz at the free throw line, I believe.
Yep.
Made both free throws. She has 9 points. 3:16 on the clock. Inbound pass to Jalen. Now to Kayla. Jalen's going to put up a long three, and that's off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Ortonville. Lily Strike with the rebound. And the Trojans will bring it up the floor. Grunholz to number four, Megan Strong. In the paint to number 15. Nice pass to Kellen. She attacks the basket, throws it up. No good. This is Zapita with a shot. That won't fall. Kayla Jang gets the rebound, and Kayla runs out of there, and now she'll hold it up. 2:40 to play in the ball game. 45-29, Shelstead. And pass inside, picked off by the Trojans. Zapita with the basketball. To number four, Megan Strong. Top of the key to Grunholz. Top of the key three by Grunholz. That's no good. Rebounded by Kranz. And we got a timeout on the floor, 45-29. Lacaparo Valley leading Ortonville with 2:24 to play. We'll take a commercial break. Be back with more girls basketball from Lacaparo Valley High School right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP and online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
All right, we're back. 45-29. Lacaparo Valley in control here now. 2:20 to go in the ballgame. Shelstead, she's had the hot hand here, especially in the first half for Lacaparo, hasn't she, Mitchell?
Yep, I think she had 14 points in the first half.
Shelstead with the ball to Jalen Lee. Shot clock to 18. Jan will drive, pulls it back out, stops her dribble. She's in trouble. Knocked out of bounds. Quick hands there, Caden Grunholz.
Good defense there by Ortonville.
B squad tonight, Lacaparo Valley beat Ortonville by 2 points, 27-25. Close game there. Eagles inbound it. Under 2 minutes to go. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Tipped away. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Is the Eagles ball?
Yep. The Eagles ball. They got to be real careful here on the shot clock. On the inbounds. Need a quick shot.
Jan will inbound it. 3 seconds on the shot clock. They get it into Kahn. Shelstead for three. Missed it. And the Trojans grab the rebound and Grunholz. Well, they got the shot off there before the shot clock.
Yep.
Trojans, Kellen goes. I like the way Kellen plays basketball. She's aggressive. She missed a shot there, but rebounded there by the Trojans, Lily Strike. Kellen's a good ball player, isn't she?
Yep, she's been very competitive here this evening.
45-29 Eagles. Ortonville inbounds it underneath, throwing basket strong to Grunholz. Out at the top of the key, Shellstick guarding her. Now Grunholz for a long three, and that's no good. Rebounded underneath by Kellen. Her shot missed. Jan picks up the loose ball, and Kayla's off and running. Three on one. Shellstead goes down low, scores. Oh, an offensive charge called. And taking the charge was Zapita. The foul was on Shellstead, I think, wasn't it?
No, I believe it was on Jan.
Jan, Kayla Jan. Offensive charge called on Kayla Jan, and Zapita took the charge for Ortonville.
And she's got four fouls. That was a great job by her getting in position.
Strike drives baseline, goes underhanded and almost threw it up through the bottom of the hoop.
It had a nice pump fake, got her defender in the air, but couldn't convert on the layup.
Shellstead with the basketball. Kendall, 53 seconds to go in the basketball game. Shellstead wanted to pull the trigger on a three, pulls it down to Jalen. Jalen's fouled. Kendall should have took the shot there. Zapita slipped and fell.
And I think that's her fifth.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be done here this evening.
You're going to come out of the game. Well, Acapulco Valley will go to 2-15. Both wins against the Trojans, right?
Yep, yep. Both wins. There were one earlier this year against them.
Jalen Lee at the free throw line. She didn't play much in the second half because she sat for foul trouble. Free throws missed.
She spent a lot of time on the bench here.
We'll visit with head coach Dylan Erickson in the post-game show. Name a Neon Eagles player of the game. Hand out a T-shirt and Subway Valley meal. Free throw's good by Jalen. I think that gives her 10. Does.
Mm-hmm.
43 seconds to go in the ball game. 46-29, Lacapral Valley. Trojans lob it underneath to Kellen, and then she missed the shot, and then she tried to tip it out, and it'll be Lacapral basketball.
It's another great pass by Ortonville to get it into the paint. Just couldn't convert on the easy bucket.
Shot clock at 30 seconds. Shot clock's off, excuse me.
Yep, looks like Lacapral is just going to run the clock out.
Well, Ortonville's coming up to challenge him now. Now they give it to Jan. 20 seconds to go. Eagles will not shoot. They're just going to play. Now they're going to foul. Mackenzie Dale fouls. Just let him run the clock out.
Mm-hmm. Looks like Ortonville wants one more offensive possession, I guess.
Okay. There you go. Kayla Jan will go to the free throw line. Kayla has
12 points at the
12
play.
Points, yep.
Now 13?
Now 13. I don't think that's right. 10. 12. Okay. Free throw's good. That's not right, I think. All right. 10 seconds to go in the ball game. Ortonville with the possession. Kellen on top of the key. 5 seconds. They throw a shot up, and it goes in by number 3. That's Mackenzie Dale with her first basket, and that's your final score. Lacapulco Valley 48, Ortonville 31. Your thoughts on the game there, Mitch, before we take it to break?
Both teams played very competitive. Lacapulco was able to catch fire there late in the second half, and they didn't look back.
All right, we'll take a couple-minute break as we tally up stats here, and we'll be back with the Neon Eagles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacapulco County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacapulco County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lockbrow County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lockbrow County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster. Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Miniota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Miniota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Miniota Building Material, Miniota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 326-7447 for your free estimate.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Lockbrow Valley Eagles defeat the Ortonville Trojans tonight by a score of 48-31. Halftime score was Eagles 27, Ortonville 16. The Eagles went on a couple runs there, didn't they, Mitch?
Yep, they went on a run in the towards the end of the first half. I believe it was a 12-1 run or 13-1 run.
13-0 run.
13-0 run.
In the first half, yeah.
And then it looked they went on a small run here in the second half, and that really separated them from Ortonville.
That's right. So let's go through the scoring here before we talk with Coach Dylan Erickson. For the Ortonville Trojans tonight, Amelia Zinski, an eighth grader, had a three-pointer. She has 3 points. Mackenzie Dale with a field goal. Caden Grunholtz, 9 points for Grunholtz. Lily Strike with 3 points. And your leading scorer for the Ortonville Trojans, what a workhorse she was, Claire Kellen. 14 points for Claire Kellen tonight. For Lacapau Valley, 4 players just scored. All in double figures, by the way. Callie Kahn with 10 points. Callie's going to be sore.
Yep, Callie took a couple of bumps here this evening.
Jalen Lee with 10 points. Kayla Jan, I got her for 12. That might not be correct. Oh, yeah, it is, because I came up with 48 points. Kayla Jan with 12. And your leading scorer, tremendous first half for Kendall Shelstead. She ends up with 16 points tonight. For Shelstead. Kendall started out the game there, Mitchell, what, 4 3-pointers?
4 3-pointers. I think she had 14 in the first half. Owen couldn't get her going in the second half like she did in the first half, but
after
still, great performance by Shilstead.
You know, it was 2-2 for like 5-6 minutes. Then it was 4-4 for another 5-6 minutes.
Yep.
And then the light bulb went on.
Yep, and then Shilstead started to hit her triples, and Lacapoire was able to pull away and even for good.
All right, so that's your scoring, 48-31. We'll name a Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game.
I got Kendall Shilstead as Player of the Game for Lacapoire.
16 points, and she had two really nice assists.
Yep.
She had more assists than that, but two stand out, Jalen Lee.
Yep, very nice passes to Lee. He was able to convert buckets for her, too.
So if we can get Kendall's attention here, we'll give her a T-shirt and visit with her on the radio here. So let's go with the Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. And what do you got for Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game?
I'd say Kendall Shelstead's 4 3-pointer. It was her she made 4 in a row, I believe, right? So 4 in a row on 3-pointers. And her 3-pointers really helped put Lacapoire Valley over the top over against Hortonville this evening.
That's right. So that's our Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. Kendall Shelstead wide open for threes in that first half. That was fun. The three-point shot is a fun shot, isn't it, when it goes in?
It is a fun shot. It's nice when they drop, but, a lot of fun. Can change a game real quickly.
Really gets the crowd into it, too, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go through. You got some scores there. You can update us on there. I know KMS, and this is in girls basketball.
Yep.
KMS beat Dawson Boyd tonight 55-47. 55-47 KMS over Dawson Boyd.
And then we got Canby over Yellow Mine 35. Central Minnesota Christian over McRae 63-25. Lakeview over RCW 59-52. And then Minneota over TMB 71-44.
All right. So, and then I got a West Central Conference final here. State-ranked New London Spicer beat Montevideo Girls tonight 81-36. And KMS down Dawson Boyd tonight 55-47. Our score here, Lacapoire Valley 48, Hortonville 31. Head coach Dylan Erickson joins us. And congratulations on the win, Dylan.
Yeah, we needed that one, Paul. We really did.
Yeah.
Girls worked hard. They deserve it. Even though we've beat the same team twice, whatever, a win's a win. And
it's
hard to win. And, you know, that group hasn't had a ton of success, so just finding ways to win is not easy. And you could see that the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game, we still wanted to give the ball away way too much. We didn't understand total situations and how we should attack them at that moment. But that's all going to come with being in situations like that and being more prepared that way.
Yeah, you went on a 13-0 run there. Mitchell and I were going, it was 2-2 for like 5-6 minutes. Then it was 4-4 for another 5-6 minutes. And then all of a sudden, Kendall Shelstead caught fire there.
Yeah, she sure did. She's been shooting the ball a lot. I mean, if you would have asked her this, you know, at the beginning of the year, you know, no confidence, things like that. In the last, you know, 2 weeks for sure, she's been shooting lights out from the three when she gets an open, clean look. I mean, more times than not, she's knocking it down at a higher rate. And, yeah, you can just see the confidence coming out of her now, too. And then that just carries over to her making more plays in the middle of the lane and finding teammates and playing defense. And she guarded Grunholm pretty much the rest of the game for us, too, and did a really nice job on her. I'm just really proud of her. And, yeah, she kind of got things going for us and got us going in that first half and kind of gave us, you know, the cool comfort we had when we had all our brain farts at times throughout the game.
Callie Kahn's going to have a lot of bruises on her body, I think. Man, there's a little pushing and shoving there that one time. Looked like a wrestling match.
Yeah, it was physical out there tonight. That's in the post, you know.
you like to see that as a coach, right?
Yeah,
after
exactly. You know, Claire Kellen, she's a physical girl down there, and she works really hard. And so we had our hands full down there all night with her and trying to get the ball out of her hand, choke the ball out of her hands as best we could and pressure on the wings a little bit and make it tough to get the pass in there. Or when the pass went in, try to deny the ball back to her. It was just she works really hard, and, Callie does too, and that was a physical match back and forth between her and Callie and Kaya too as well.
Yeah.
Dylan, I got Callie Kahn for 17 rebounds, and then I got Kayla Jan for 12 rebounds. Explain the impact that you were able to have on the boards tonight over Hortonville.
Yeah, that's kind of what kept us going in that first half too, is we got all those extra possessions. Even though we weren't scoring on them, we were getting 2-3 looks at it and, you know, taking time off the clock and, you know, weren't allowing them to get out and run and get something in transition or get something set offensively. We were having the ball for, you know, I don't know, 45 seconds of possession, it seemed like, with the multiple rebounds and things. But Callie's been on the glass well for us all year. I mean, she's always in that 8 to 12 to 14 range, you know, on the boards and getting a lot of rebounds. And then Kayla tonight, too. You know, she was just scrappy in there, any of those, you know, in the zones and things like that, those loose balls. She seemed to corral all of them, had a nose for the ball tonight, and then got us out and transitioned ourselves, too. But, yeah, that's good work right there.
Yep.
And Jalen, you had to sit Jalen Lee for quite a bit tonight.
Yeah, it's never fun to lose her, you know. Your best scorer, your most offensive threat, you know, and does it well from the outside and inside. And when you got to put her on the bench for extended periods, that's never fun. But that's part of it, and you know, between her and Callie, both in the first half when they got their fouls, a lot of them were on just some cheap ones that they didn't really need. You know, there's really no reason to have their nose in there the way they did, and they'll figure that out. They'll figure out sitting on the bench isn't much fun, and mistakes like that or being out of position. But then we had two girls that usually play two halves of B squad now with Claire having a little injury on her knee. Borsted, so we had Brandy and Zoe. I thought stepped up really nice tonight and gave us some good minutes, you know, at certain key times. And you know, like Brandy's first year out, she's never really seen a lot of zone basketball, and stepping into a 2-3 and figuring out how to move and even playing a little bit herself, it's not easy to grasp that in a varsity level game. So just throwing her in there, that was a proud of her effort, and same with Zoe, she just kind of calmed the storm for us and did a good job moving the basketball and keeping us afloat, you know, with that way.
Okay. All right, what's up next for you?
What do we got next? We got the youth tournament all year tomorrow, so there'll be a lot of action.
Yeah, I'll be out here all day.
So that'll be fun. Get our girls out here working and interacting a little bit.
Fifth and sixth grade?
Yep, fourth, okay. Fifth, and sixth, yep.
Okay.
And then boys and girls. And then next Tuesday, we're at home. We play RCW. So a big section game for a subsection game for us, you know, and the standings-wise right now, they're probably placed ahead of us maybe. But, you know, we get them coming to our place and hopefully have a chance to, you know, to compete with them. And then we have actually here again on Friday, we have Prinsburg comes here. Really, they're playing so well right now.
What was the score at one point with McCray tonight?
I believe it was 50-9 at one point versus McCray.
McCray,
yeah, exactly. And that was for the top of the conference, you know, between them and I guess KMS too at the same time. But yeah, they're playing really well, and they're young and they're fun to watch. They're well coached, and so we got them on Friday, and then we get right on the bus on Saturday morning and go down to Pipestone.
Okay, to
play the Arrows down there.
Good.
So.
All right, big girls tournament out here tomorrow then.
Yeah, girls and boys. Yeah,
I'll be out here. My granddaughter plays for Montevideo. They play La Capella at 9:45
there you go.
Tomorrow, so I'll be out here.
Perfect, yeah. Right,
I'm going to still wear my La Capella apparel.
I love it.
My granddaughter will get upset with me.
That's all right.
Maybe I'll wear my Montevideo cap and my La Capella
there you go. There you support go. Them both.
All right. Thanks, Dylan. We'll talk to you on the coach's show tomorrow, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks. Yep, go Eagles.
All right. That's Dylan Erickson, head coach. If you see... Shelton, come up. We'll give her a T-shirt, okay? All right, that's Dylan Erickson, head coach of the Eagles, and that'll wrap things up here tonight.
Yep.
And don't forget the Two Guys Weigh In podcast. Listen to the Two Guys Weigh In podcast tonight, right?
Yep, new episode every Wednesday afternoon.
Okay. Thanks, Mitchell, for helping out tonight.
Yep, it was a good game to be here.
Next broadcast?
Next broadcast, we are back in this gym for Mineota versus La Capella Valley in boys basketball.
Okay, and tune in to the coach's show tomorrow morning a little after 9 o'clock. We'll be seeing you tomorrow morning on the coach's show at 9 o'clock. Thanks for listening, everybody. Once again, the Eagles beat the Trojans tonight, 48-31. Good night.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibbel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.